It's time for Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. This is your source for Louisiana Tech sports news. For the next 90 minutes, Bleed Tech Blue Radio goes deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting. Tonight's show on ESPN 97.7 is also brought to you by O'Neill Gas, Brister's Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Ideal Portable Buildings, and Scott Seafood. Text us on the Fairway Carts text line at 888-993-7762. Here's your host, Ben Carlisle.
Welcome in to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I am your host, Ben Carlisle, joined live in studio by my co-host, Lane Davison, for the first episode of Season 10 of Bleed Tech Blue Radio. We are certainly excited to get things started. How are you doing tonight, Lane?
That's right, BC. Let me tell you what. The only thing keeping me going from 5:30 a.m. this morning, pumping through my veins, was the idea of coming on this show with BC Carlisle. So here we are.
Here we are. Season 10, like we mentioned, episode 1. Lane's joining me live in studio. Our other co-host, Sutton Davison, the other half of the Davison brothers, is out of town this week. He will be joining us for a segment live at 6:45, but he'll be out this week. He'll return next week. I know he's excited to get things going as well. But first things first, I think Lane and I would like to discuss, you know, the 2016-2017 athletic year for Louisiana Tech sports was certainly a banner year.
Yeah, that's right. I would say so for sure. Football obviously had the bowl win in the Armed Forces Bowl. That walk-off field goal by Jonathan Barnes was certainly a moment to remember. But baseball and basketball finished up a little bit differently, I'd say.
Yeah, basketball and baseball definitely struggled to the finish, maybe limped to the finish. A little subpar for, I think, what many were expecting when they got to the middle of their conference slates as well as they were playing. But basketball did finish up 23-10. Baseball finished up 36-20 in Coach Burrow's first year, so it's definitely something to build on. And you mentioned, you know, monumental moments throughout the year. The baseball team had three players drafted off that team. When you look at Nate Harris, you look at outfielder Rafael Gladue, and then you look at all-conference catcher Brent Diaz. So certainly an impressive group of guys baseball-wise. And for the basketball team, Eric McCree, he finished up his senior year, an outstanding three-year career at Tech. But 2017, it's time for a new year.
Yeah, I'd say so. Honestly, just tough breaks all around for basketball, especially just running into a literally shot out of the Conference USA tournament by the Marshall Thundering Herd, shooting ridiculous three-point percentage in that semifinal game. And baseball, just like you said, a great group of guys, great depth in the lineup, just didn't quite have the pitching depth to get it done down the stretch, but hopefully Coach Burrows and the squad have something to build off of for next year.
Absolutely, and you shifted over to the women's sports. You look at what Coach Brooke Storr did in her first year, taking over for Tyler Summitt. The Lady Texters, you know, they finished 12-6 in conference, 18-14 overall. I think it was definitely a step forward for the program. You look at some of the returners next year in Alexis Malone and Kiara Anthony. It definitely gives them hope for 2017-2018. And then you look at what Mark Montgomery and the Lady Texter softball program did, making it back to a regional, playing the Tuscaloosa regional, which was obvious, which might have been the group of death, if we're being honest, when you look at a Minnesota
tough out
program.
Against Minnesota, absolutely.
Yeah, so it was a great year overall for Louisiana Tech athletics. But I'm really looking forward to 2017. It's almost football season.
Seven home games this year.
Seven home games. I can't remember the last time, if that's ever happened.
I don't know if it's ever happened.
It's a home schedule that's highlighted by Northwestern State that gets things going here in about 10 or 11 days. Then the following week, it's a big SEC matchup inside the Joe.
Absolutely.
For the first time since 2009, I believe, when Sylvester Croom brought his Mississippi State program in to face Derek Dooley. And I think we know how that one finished up.
Absolutely. Bulldogs pulled out a win on that day in 09. The Joe was packed and looking nice, and we hope it's going to be the same on September 9th. But, yeah, Northwestern State coming in first. That's the first one we're going to have for you guys next week, a preview of Northwestern State and kicking off the Skip Holtz and the football Bulldogs this year.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit about what Skip Holtz has done for this program. You look at his first 4 years at Louisiana Tech. His first year was a little rocky. Sonny Dykes didn't exactly leave the cupboard with much there for him to work with. It was a tough 4-8 season. Scotty Young, Ryan Higgins, you know, alternating at quarterback. But these last 3 years, particularly at the quarterback position, you've seen so much turnover, whether it was Cody Sokol, Jeff Driscoll, who will be joining us in the next segment at 6:15. And then you look at last year with Ryan Higgins. He kind of reinvented himself in a way and had an outstanding senior season. I think he had 46 total touchdowns. So I've been really impressed with how Skip Holtz has done over the last 3 years in particularly. And you look at, you know, 27 wins, 3 bowl wins. There's not much more that you can ask for outside of a conference championship.
Ryan Higgins last year, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, if the guy was on a TV soap opera, a drama, he'd have the biggest arc of a character I've ever seen. Went from fan whooping boy, perennial backup to the leader of the second highest scoring offense in the nation in 1 year. So props to Ryan Higgins.
Yeah, and just the epitome of a great college quarterback. You know, a guy that he went through so many up and downs, like you mentioned. A lot of people wrote him off. A lot of people thought that Coach Holtz and his staff would bring in another fifth-year quarterback to compete with Ryan. But Coach Holtz stuck by his guy, and it definitely paid off. And Ryan, you know, he obviously had his hiccups along the way that we are well aware of. But I don't think you can ever overstate how important he was to the Bulldog program. Just the model of a Division I student athlete in a time where, you know, most guys will take off and transfer. You look at Tech's two backup quarterbacks heading into 2017 with Jack Abraham and Price Wilson. You know, they didn't see things working out in their favor and chose to take their talents elsewhere, which is fine. But that's more of the norm in college football, whereas Ryan Higgins earned his way and was definitely rewarded.
Absolutely.
And let's touch on a little bit about Carlos Henderson and Trent Taylor. They put together two of the best, you know, wide receiver seasons in the country. They'll go down as two of the best receivers in Tech history. I think you can put Trent right up there with maybe Troy Edwards as the best ever at Tech. That'll be something that we'll talk about a little bit later on, is two guys that they'll have to replace, and I don't know if they are replaceable now that they are in the NFL. But what outstanding careers for those two guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And now Trent and Carlos, like you said, we'll get to this a little later, but both have moved on to the NFL. Trent, somewhat of a training camp darling, wouldn't you say? All over Twitter, making one-handed catches, what we're used to here in Ruston, but people in the Bay Area and nationally starting to notice some of his talent up there in San Francisco.
He is, and I know that Coach Kyle Shanahan's fallen in love with him as well. I think he referred to him as his draft crush. So Trent's definitely going to make a name for himself. I think San Francisco has a little bit of a quarterback problem that should get ironed out over the next couple of years, which should give him a great chance to be a solid slot receiver for many years. But let's shift over to what we got coming up tonight. Like we mentioned, we got Jeff Driscoll joining us, former Tech quarterback, current Cincinnati Bengals quarterback, in the next segment at 6:15. At 6:30, we'll take a look at the 2017 schedule, kind of point out our things to watch for from our point of view, some players to watch for. 6:45, like I mentioned earlier, our third co-host, Sutton Davison, will join us, the other half of the Davison brothers.
That's right.
We'll take a look around Conference USA, maybe take a look at some of the preseason coaches' polls that the Conference USA coaches selected. Western Kentucky was picked to win the East Division, while Tech was predicted to win the West Division. We'll give our take on that. And then we'll kind of just give our predictions for the season. I think we're both excited for that. We got some pretty outstanding predictions is what we see this program headed towards. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll take a look around the NFL. We'll talk about some of the former Bulldogs that are currently in the NFL. I know that, you know, Kentrell Bryce has had an outstanding training camp for the Green Bay Packers. Jeff Driscoll had a nice game in his first preseason game for the Cincinnati Bengals, so we'll take a look at that. And then at 7:15, we'll have the head coach of the Bulldogs, Skip Holtz, will join us. We'll wrap up the show, and we'll take a sneak peek at Northwestern State for next week.
For next week, absolutely.
So we're excited. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back with the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, former Bulldog quarterback Jeff Driscoll. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on ESPN 97.7.
The deals are heating up during the summer clearance event at Brennan Dodge with 0% for 72 on 17 Jeep Cherokee Latitude. Get a 17 Jeep Renegade for only $17.9. 17 Grand Cherokee Limited has $37.50 in rebate. A 17 Jeep Cherokee Latitude is only $21.9. 17 Dodge Challenger is $24.9. And a 17 Grand Caravan is only $19.9. And the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass is now in stock. So don't miss the summer clearance event at Brennan Dodge in Ruston.
Can you believe hunting season's here? Are you ready? You will be when you call Ideal Portable Buildings and Trailer Sales for a custom-built hunting camp or deer stand. Ideal builds to your specs, designed exactly like you want it built. And Ideal always delivers the best price and best quality. Whenever you need to haul it, cover it, or store it, you need Ideal Portable Buildings and Trailer Sales. 699-9426. 699-9426.
Football season is almost here, and your home for sports in North Louisiana, ESPN 97.7, is as loaded as ever. We've got the games. ESPN 97.7 is your home for LSU football in the Arklamas. We have the NFL, Thursday night football, all day football on Sunday, wrapping up with Sunday night football, and we close out the weekend with Monday night football. We've got the coaches. ESPN 97.7 is the official home of Louisiana Tech, ULM, Grambling, and LSU coaches shows. We've got the local coverage. Monday through Friday, we preview and recap the football week with our local coverage. The Morning Drive with Aaron Dietrich from KNOE, The Edge with Terry Waldrop, and we wrap it up every day with The Sports Company with Sean Fox. You can't do football season without your home for sports in North Louisiana, ESPN 97.7.
Go beyond the textbooks and learn the stories of local heroes at Chenault Aviation and Military Museum. See personalized exhibits and artifacts from the Civil War to current conflicts of Iraq and Afghanistan. And visit the last home of Flying Tiger legend, General Claire Chenault. The Chenault Museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 until 4, and admission is free. They are also available to host meetings, birthday parties, and weddings. For more information, call 318-362-5540 or visit their website at chenaultmuseum.org. You can like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter and Pinterest. Chenault Aviation and Military Museum, located at 701 Kansas Lane in Monroe.
Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries. Just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm your host, Ben Carlisle, joined in studio by Lane Davison. And we are joined on the Fairway Cards hotline by former Bulldog quarterback Jeff Driscoll. How are you doing tonight, Jeff?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. First things first, just wanted to talk to you a little bit about how has the journey from college to the NFL been going? What are things like on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy ride. It's awesome. It's the pinnacle of the sport. But, you know, that comes with things like, you know, not knowing where you're going to be, you know, not a lot of job security, moving around, bouncing here and there. But it's been awesome. It's been a dream come true. And just relishing the moment and enjoying it.
You mentioned the lack of job security maybe on a day-to-day basis that may make you feel a little bit of pressure. How is something like that handled? Do you just put your head down, go to work? Or is it really difficult knowing that you are fighting for your job each day?
Yeah, I mean, I've, you know, unfortunately already been in the situation where, you know, after training camp last season I was released. You know, but at the end of the day you can't really worry about that. You just got to, you know, control what you can control, worry about, you know, what you can do on a day-to-day basis rather than trying to look at it on a big picture type of deal. But like I said, I'm just enjoying it. It's been awesome. Not many people can say that they have an opportunity in the NFL like I do. So, you know, it's really a blessing, and I'm just thankful for the opportunity and, you know, just going to keep trying to maximize that opportunity.
Oh, yeah, and shortly after you were released by the San Francisco 49ers, I know you were picked up by the Cincinnati Bengals and immediately added to their 53-man roster. When you look at playing behind a veteran like Andy Dalton, a younger backup in A.J. McCarron for the last year or so, what have you taken away from those guys in order to improve your game?
Oh, yeah, it's been a great blessing. First and foremost, they're both great guys. Easy to be around, easy to talk to, which makes it a whole lot easier, and they're both very willing to help me out, which, you know, not everybody would do that. So it's been a real blessing to have those guys with me and, picking stuff up from them. And on the other hand, you know, last year, whenever I'm not in there, and this year, trying to help them out as much as I can as well. So it's definitely a give-and-take relationship. But like I said, I'm really lucky to have been in the situation that I'm in. And, it's a great organization, great team. And, I'm loving it here in Cincinnati.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm sure, you know, learning things from behind the guys like McCarron and Dalton is invaluable, but I'm sure folks in Ruston here would like to know what has helped you the most that you took away from your year here at Tech and in Ruston?
The most that I took away from it is just letting it rip. You know, I just went out there and trusted what I saw and let it rip. I wasn't hesitant. Trusted in my playmakers to make plays, and I really enjoyed my time there in Ruston. So it was very beneficial for me, and I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity that Skip Holtz gave me.
Absolutely, and you mentioned letting it rip and trusting those targets that you had. I'm sure, as all Bulldog fans know, two of your favorite targets were Trent Taylor and Carlos Henderson. Do you ever have time to keep up with those guys? I know you probably were able to follow them to some degree last year. But now that both of those guys are in the NFL, I'm sure that all three of you are pulling for one another.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, you kind of check in on one another. It's not as much, talking or texting back and forth, more than just, seeing internet posts and stuff like that. But, you definitely keep track of all your guys and you root for them and you hope for the best. So I know they're thinking the same for me.
Yeah, when you look at, you know, back at your time at Louisiana Tech, obviously you followed a fifth-year transfer like Cody Sokol, and then it was yourself, and then last year was another fifth-year senior, Ryan Higgins. Obviously he had been in the program for quite a while, but how difficult is it to come in from a program like Florida and earn the respect of your teammates and really become a leader of a football team at such an important position like quarterback?
My mindset going in was just be myself. Don't try to be somebody I'm not. I've always kind of been a leader where I kind of lead by example. And, you know, I put my head down when I got there and I worked hard. And, you know, the team really responded to that. And, they could tell that I cared about the team, that I wasn't just there for me. So, I think that went a long way in earning the team's respect. You know, that and playing well never hurts either.
Absolutely. And when you look at back at your 1 year at Louisiana Tech, I know that the starting quarterback for 2017, Jamar Smith, it was his true freshman year. He obviously was probably on the scout team, didn't see a whole lot of reps. But what intangibles did you see in him that's going to allow him to really take the reins of this Bulldog football program and be a solid quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, Jamar is a very likable guy. He's somebody that all the, people tend to gravitate towards, which is what you want in a quarterback. But besides that, I mean, he has all the tools. He's a big, strong guy back there. He can run, he can make all the throws, and he's passionate about the game. So he's kind of got everything you want. And, being in the system now, this is his third year being exposed to the system. Like you mentioned earlier, not getting a ton of reps, but, he played in a couple games last year, which is invaluable experience, which I think he'll be able to go into this year very confident.
When you look at yourself as you transition to the NFL, what would you say was the most difficult transition for you? I know a lot of guys talk about the speed of the game going from college to pro, and it's been talked about a lot. If you play in the SEC, the speed of the pro game is not that much different. You've done both. You've also played at the level of Louisiana Tech and Conference USA. How is that adjustment as far as the speed of the game?
Yeah, I mean, NFL players, they're all talented. But they're also the guys that are around the longest. They're really smart. So they're, DBs know what QBs are looking for. They hide coverages really well. They understand leverage. So, when you're, and the pass rushers are unbelievable. So you really have to play on time in the NFL. And, you know, you have to make throws before receivers are out of their cuts. So it's a lot of timing. It's a lot of work and a lot of trust that you have to have. But it's been fun competing with the best of the best. And, you know, I think myself have personally gotten a ton better and just trying to maximize the reps that I do get.
Yeah, rewind back a little bit to last year. I know you mentioned that you had been released, unfortunately, by the San Francisco 49ers, but Chip Kelly's obviously talked about as one of the offensive masterminds in all of college football and even in the professional level in his brief stay up there. Is he truly, in your opinion, as smart as the experts think, or is he just an flat-out offensive mastermind?
No, I mean, he's definitely a smart guy. I mean, he's definitely very intelligent. You know, he was in the, I don't know how long he was in the NFL for, you know, 4 or 5 years or so. But, you know, he put up big offensive numbers every year except last year. So, I mean, yeah, he's definitely a very smart guy. And, you know, I hope him the best for the future, whatever his future holds.
Looking back at last week, it was obviously your first preseason game playing in a Cincinnati Bengals uniform. How would you evaluate your performance? I know you had a great night throwing the football, a nice 30-yard touchdown run. I know that had to be exciting for you.
Yeah, it was awesome, though. You know, that was the first time that I was able to get out there and play. You know, get in the uniform, get in the pads, and actually go play in front of my teammates. And, you know, it was awesome. I had a ton of fun. And like I said, just going out and maximizing your reps, because as a backup quarterback, you're not going to get that many. So I just wanted to go out there and show my worth and, you know, try to prove to the Bengals and my teammates that they made a good decision in claiming me last year.
Yeah, and you mentioned being a backup quarterback where you don't necessarily see a ton of reps throughout practice.
Sure.
How important is that to, you know, really soak in what those older guys, those veteran guys are teaching you, but when you do get a chance to get in there, really shine and show what you have to offer as well, because, you know, this is obviously your profession, and you're trying to make a name for yourself in this league as well.
Sure. I mean, that's what everyone's trying to do out there. Everyone's competing for jobs. But, yeah, like you said, as a backup quarterback, you're not getting a ton of reps, and you have to be able to go out there and perform without the practice time, and that's, you know, that's what a backup does. So it's just a matter of, you know, soaking it all in and meeting, make sure you're staying on top of it, and make sure you're really dialed in during practice, getting those mental reps. So it's a lot of mental work, but it's fun. You know, I really enjoy the mental side of the game, and I think as a quarterback, you have to be able to do that.
Yeah, Jeff, and just a real quick before we let you go, shifting away from the game in the field, obviously living in the Bay Area. And up in Ohio is a little bit different than Ruston, Southern culture down here. What do you miss most about living down here in Ruston and your year spent here in Louisiana?
I mean, I just miss my teammates, miss the bonds that I formed there. I wasn't there for a long time, but I feel like some bonds that I formed there will last a really long time. So, you know, it's like you said, Southern hospitality. I was, you know, getting invited to people's houses for lunch, for dinner, stuff like that. You know, I don't know if everyone always expected me to take them up on their offers, but whenever somebody did, I went. So, you know, I was able to meet a lot of people there, and it really is just a great town.
Final question for you, Jeff, before we let you go. You look at your time at Louisiana Tech, your time at Florida, obviously you were one of the big men on campus. How hard is it to adjust to the NFL life where, you know, you're a young quarterback, a backup, you're not seeing a ton of playing time? Do you ever have any good-natured ribbing from those veterans that are sometimes in the locker room with you?
Some good-natured what?
Ribbing, you know, just messing around with you, kind of giving the rookies a hard time.
No, you know, that's not too much in the culture of the Bengals to, you know, haze or anything like that. You know, it's really just coming together in a workplace and working with your teammates towards a common goal, and, you know, everybody there is expected to bring something of value, and that's, you know, that's kind of been my goal throughout the off season and training camp, to prove my value.
Yeah, Jeff, obviously you bring a lot of value to that Bengals organization. But real quick, what's maybe one guy on the team, one of your teammates, that maybe is out of the national spotlight, out of the NFL spotlight, that you think might step on the scene as an impact player for you guys this year?
mean, Alex Erickson, he was an undrafted rookie out of Wisconsin last year. He led the league led the AFC in kickoff return yards last year. And, you know, he's coming on strong in the preseason again this year. And it just seems like every time he's in, the ball gets thrown his way. So I think he might be a guy that you start to hear more and more about.
Sounds good, Jeff. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, and we look forward to speaking to you again in the future, and good luck on the 2017 season.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, certainly an insightful interview by former Bulldog quarterback Jeff Driscoll. It's certainly interesting to hear him talk about just the lack of reps at a backup quarterback. You know that, you know, he doesn't get a ton of reps, and he has to shine when he's in there, but being a third-string guy like he is, he really has to stand out when he does get in there.
Yeah, I mean, right now is the highlight of his year almost. In these preseason games, he's going to get a lot of reps. He's going to get a chance to prove himself and maybe, who knows, pull the rug out of A.J. McCarron and cement himself a backup job potentially with an NFL team.
He absolutely could. And, you know, he's, like we mentioned to him, he's looking to make a name for himself. And I know he mentioned early on in the interview how thankful he was for Skip Holtz for giving him that opportunity, for allowing him to just let it rip from that quarterback position. After it kind of struggled in a Will Muschamp offense, being one of the top recruits in the country, I've spoke to him a couple of times off air, and I know he's so thankful for the whole Ruston community, for everything that Louisiana Tech had to offer him, and he'll certainly never forget Louisiana Tech.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if the fans in Ruston really appreciate what Jeff Driscoll brought to that team for a year. I don't know if we've ever seen a more combined cohesion of mind and body under center for the Bulldogs. I mean, the guy was a freak athlete, a gunslinger, and smart, football mind, and he brought a lot to that Bulldog offense for the year that he was there, and really just a great guy. I had the pleasure of meeting him a couple times around town, and like he said, he was real involved around the community, eating dinner at people's houses, and really invested and poured in a lot to this city in the 1 year that he was here. So yeah, Jeff Driscoll, great guy.
Yeah, he was. And you know, we mentioned, you know, how you mentioned his prototypical body at 6'5", 230 pounds. He's really, you know, the first prototypical pro prospect that Tech's had on campus. Tech has a long line of NFL quarterbacks. When you look at Terry Bradshaw, you know, way back in the 70s, but fast forward to 2000, a guy like Tim Rattay, Luke McCown could be considered that prototypical body that you look for at 6'4", 215 pounds. But Jeff Driscoll was a legitimate, highly recruited quarterback, and he certainly lived up to the billing.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a quick time out here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Right after the break, we'll talk about some Conference USA preseason polls. Thank you.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
Bulldog fans, this is Chris Brister from Brister's Smokehouse, and I'd like to invite you to our new location, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston, across the street from our old location. Stop in and try our famous scatter load on your choice of four different types of bread. Our barbecue nachos are piled high with your favorite type of meat. And you have to taste for yourself our tender and juicy smoke cooked chicken, my personal favorite. So whether you're in town or at a Tech game or just in the mood for the best barbecue in town, come see us at Brister's Smokehouse, 1420 Cooktown Road in Ruston.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank. The Uncommon Bank. www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Fox, sports director here at ESPN 97.7, inviting you to join me and the rest of the sports company every day, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 6 for our unique, unfiltered take on the world of local and national sports. We're going to make you laugh. It might make you cry, and there's a pretty good chance at some point I'm going to make you mad. But we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. That's the Sports Company, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6, right here in your home for sports in North Louisiana, ESPN 97.7.
healthy dose of Louisiana Tech sports. Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, is back on the radio. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. Here for the 6:30 segment. I think we mentioned that we'll talk a little bit of Conference USA preseason polls, but I think first we want to talk a little bit about the 2017 schedule. I know we mentioned in the first segment, seven home games, Northwestern State, Mississippi State. Highlight those two games.
Yeah.
Highlight that schedule. So let's go through the schedule a little bit.
Yeah, so start off with Northwestern State on September 2nd. That's a week from this Saturday. And I'm sure no Bulldog fans need to be reminded of what happened in 2014 when last time the Demons came to Ruston. And I'm sure that's a big blemish on the recent success of not just Tech football, but Tech's athletic program in the last half decade, that they're anxious to wash that sin away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You look at a couple late turnovers, maybe a fumble or two by Kenneth Dixon. That'll definitely be something that Coach Holtz and his team are looking to get that bad taste out of their mouth. That's a Northwestern State program that won one game in 2016. It was a 49-7 victory over Kentucky Westland, a program I believe that's probably NAIA. That's not even up to the level of Northwestern State. So I'm not sure how good they'll be in 2017, and Coach Holtz and his staff may really give it to the Demons after they walked out victorious in 2014. But looking ahead to the week of September 9th, Mississippi State will come to the Joe. You know, it should be a sellout. I know Athletic Director Tommy McClellan has mentioned numerous times, along with Coach Skip Holtz, how that is the goal. The DAC will be rocking. The new press box will be rocking. It should be one heck of an atmosphere as Dylan Fitzgerald and Dan Mullen lead their Mississippi State Bulldogs in here.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a quick second. Some visible upgrades happening to the Joe the last two or three years with the DAC and the new press box suites. I know we're going to talk to Coach Holtz about that a little later, but how big is that going into this year?
Oh, it's tremendous.
For the fans.
It's tremendous. You mentioned it for the fans and as well as for the players and in the recruiting game as well. If you haven't been inside the Davison Athletic Complex, I strongly encourage you to get a tour. There's no better facility that I've seen. It's up there with Power 5 schools. They may have a few extra magicians that they have on site, but it's up there with the top programs in the country. And then you look at the press box that'll open this year. It'll change the whole game day atmosphere, gives Tech that big-time feel. And I know down the road, you know, us Bulldog fans are looking. Maybe they'll end up bowling in the stadium on the north end. You never know.
Who knows? And, yeah, one of those top programs who's used to that kind of treatment, Mississippi State, coming in week two, September 9th. And I know we the Bulldogs visited there just 2 years ago and left a memorable moment, one of my favorite moments of the last half decade, Xavier Woods before halftime popping that Mississippi State tight end twice in a row, dropping easy touchdown catches right there in the end zone. So I'm sure even though Dak Prescott led a second-half charge, I'm sure Mississippi State doesn't forget, and they're going to come in looking to give the Bulldogs all they got.
Yeah, and you look at Mississippi State, and then the following week you have Western Kentucky, and then week four you have South Carolina. Weeks two, three, and four certainly look like they'll be the most important part of the schedule, as they have been the last, I don't know, two or three years. Tech has to travel to Bowling Green once again. I think this is the third time in the last 4 years, maybe. Maybe the second time in the last 3 years. I'm not sure. But Mississippi State, Western Kentucky, South Carolina is definitely a gauntlet, two of the SEC programs, and then the defending Conference USA champion. So that'll be a tall task early in the season, trying to break in a young football team for sure.
Yeah, and let's not forget another SEC opponent traveling to Columbia to face South Carolina in the Gamecocks. And while not maybe a top-tier SEC team this year, still a big potential win to go on the resume for the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You look at what Will Muschamp has done there in his short time. He had him in a bowl game last year. He returned sophomore quarterback Jake Bentley, who could be one of the better quarterbacks in the Southeastern Conference. And then, you know, Muschamp throughout his 6 or 7 years as a head coach, he's always been tied to offensive coordinator Kurt Roper. So you have to figure that they're going to get it going offensively sooner or later. Maybe it just took the right guy at quarterback, and maybe that is Jake Bentley. But I'm excited to see Tech go up there. I think that's a very winnable ball game, especially when you look at Jamar Smith. He's had that road start in the SEC. He was unfazed by a crowd in Fayetteville. I like Tech's chances in that road game in Columbia.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and definitely, like you said, those first 4 weeks going to be a tall task for Tech. But if they come out of that, 3-1, even unscathed, it's going to be looking real nice for the Bulldogs as South Alabama will come in week 5 into the Joe, and you got to think that's an easy win or a winnable game for Skip Holtz.
Yeah, I think that's an easy win. You look at a South Alabama program that took a step back last year in 2016 after a bowl game in 2015. They'll wrap up the home slate. Being a Sun Belt Conference team, we've seen what Tech has done to Arkansas State in a bowl game. We've seen how UL Lafayette has been the little whipping boy for the Dogs. So I expect nothing different from South Alabama when they enter the Joe. And then you look to October the 7th, the return of the Blazers after three years off
of football.
They've decided to come back, play a little bit of tackle football in Birmingham. The Dogs will make the trip to Birmingham.
Always seems like the Bulldogs are making trips to Birmingham these days.
Always. UAB never seems to make the trip to Ruston. No. I think that's how Conference USA likes it, but that's a different story for a different day. UAB program that I can't imagine them winning much more than 3 or 4 games in 2017. Coach Bill Clark's a great coach, but the lack of talent there has to be dismal.
Yeah, and let's give them the respect they're due. I mean, for a team coming off a 3-year hiatus, I mean, they've got some pieces in place, but just too big of question marks, too many holes around the roster to really be a factor in Conference USA West.
Yeah, and then you look, Tech will have a bye week on October the 14th. That'll kind of be a nice time to kind of reset, recharge, 6 games into the season at the halfway point. And then the Golden Eagles from Hattiesburg enter the Joe. Tech has struggled, as we well know, the last 2 years. Southern Miss came into Ruston in 2015 with the Conference USA West title on the line. I think Tech turned it over 7 times. It was a rough outing. Then you look at last year, Southern Miss under first-year head coach Jay Hobson. They weren't very good, but really took it to the Dogs up front, to be honest with you.
Absolutely, and I mean, like the sun rising, I'll always believe it'll happen until it doesn't, and that's Southern Miss upsetting Tech in football each year, whether it's on the road or in Ruston. They always seem to have the Bulldogs' number. I know everyone remembers that 2015 game with the conference title on the line, and I'm blanking on the name of that receiver that they had. He made that spectacular catch in the north end zone. Ridiculous.
Yeah, Michael Thomas was a good one. But then you look at this year, it'll be a different Southern Miss program. But Tech, like you mentioned, they really have to get over that mental hurdle. Yeah. Really, really dominate Southern Miss up front. When you look at games Tech's lost in the conference over the past 2 years, it's really been a struggle up front. We'll talk to Coach Skip Holtz about that in a few segments. But looking ahead to the next week, Tech will travel down to Houston to take on David Bailiff's Rice Owls, a Rice Owls program that was downright terrible in 2016. You have to imagine that'll be an easy victory.
Yeah, you got to like Tech's chances with the Texas teams this year. They're traveling to the weaker of the three Texas teams, UTEP and Rice, very winnable road games. And then the one potential strength in Texas, UTSA, comes to the Joe, which is never an easy place to win. So, that Texas road trip kicks off with Rice and hopefully ends up well for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, North Texas will follow the Rice game November the 4th. That'll be homecoming. That'll be a 2:30 p.m. kickoff. Coach Seth Luttrell will bring his North Texas Mean Green in here. Might be a trap game, to be honest with you. That's a North Texas program that when they were in Ruston 2 years ago, I remember driving rain for much of the game. I think Tech hung 56 or 63 on them. But then look at last year, it was such a struggle in Denton. It was a tough place to play, obviously. It seemed like a pretty good environment. And Luttrell definitely has that program headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I could easily see that game being a tough out for the Bulldogs. But, I mean, at home, homecoming, you got to think that morale will be up, that the Bulldogs will want to put on a show for their faithful and give them the benefit of the doubt November 4th against North Texas.
Looking ahead, 11-11, November 11th, Lane Kiffin will bring his Florida Atlantic Owls in. Lane will most certainly be hoping for a beautiful Saturday afternoon so that he can continue his tanning, much like he's been doing on the beaches of Boca Raton since he took the job.
Yeah, I'm sure he's more worried about facing fellow coach cast off Butch Davis at FIU than he is coming to Ruston. But that would be an interesting rivalry down there in Florida this year. But FAU should be no problem for the Bulldogs in Ruston, but we'll see.
And then moving on the following week, UTEP. It's not an easy trip out to El Paso. I can't say that's a great environment to play a football game. Maybe it is tough to get up for such a bad team that Sean Klugler seems to always bring to the table. For the past couple of years, he's had Aaron Jones at running back, but he's off to the NFL. I guess UTEP will be in rebuilding mode for the 15th consecutive year.
Yeah, should be no problem out there in the boonies of Texas. But just moving back, like I said, to UTSA, maybe the one issue that Tech may have with a Texas team this year, UTSA coming to the Joe in the last game of the season.
Oh, UTSA is a much improved program. Coach Frank Wilson, former running backs coach at the school down south in Baton Rouge, has done a great job. He returns Dalton Sturm at quarterback. I know he's brought in a nice recruiting class in 2017 as well. We can't always determine if they're doing things the right way recruiting-wise, but they're getting the players on campus. It seems to be producing victories. I know we'll touch on it more in the next segment, but it seems like UTSA, November 25th, inside the Joe, you have to imagine it'll be nationally televised. It could be for the Conference USA West Championship, with a hosting of the Conference USA Championship on the line.
Yeah, and you got to think that maybe, just maybe, UTSA playing all those years in the empty Alamo Bowl will finally catch up to them, and they'll get in front of a raucous crowd, we hope, in Ruston, and maybe feel a little bit overwhelmed in a game that might have a lot on the line there in the last week of the season.
Yeah, and I know we'll touch on a couple of these schools in the next segment, but you look at who Tech has avoided this year. I don't think Tech has played Marshall in conference since joining Conference USA outside of the championship game. That's a little odd that Tech continues to play Western Kentucky. Maybe the Conference USA officials are looking to make that one of the premier rivalries, and it certainly could be developing into it. And then Tech also misses Old Dominion, a team that won 10 games in 2016. And they also miss Tony Franklin, former Bulldog offensive coordinator, current Middle Tennessee offensive coordinator, and the high-flying passing attack of Brent Stockstill and the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Yeah, Blue Raiders definitely happy to avoid that matchup, but let's talk about Western Kentucky and how the Bulldogs just can't seem to avoid getting that draw from the Eastern Division.
It's certainly quite interesting. You know, whether Tech's traveling up to Western Kentucky on a Thursday night in the second week of the season, or, you know, whether Western Kentucky's coming to Ruston like last year and Tech just wins a downright basketball game 55-52 last year. That's the one East opponent that Tech's matched up with each and every year. But I know Coach Skip Holtz, his staff, his players, whether it's Jamar Smith, Jalen Ferguson, they want to get over that hump. They want to win in Bowling Green. They've yet to do it. But in our next segment, Sutton Davison, our other co-host, will join us.
Big bro.
For the 6:45, I think you may join us for the 7 o'clock segment as well. We'll preview Conference USA. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on ESPN 97.7.
For years, serious hunters around here have gotten close to that big buck on a Bad Boy Buggy from Fairway Carts in Minden. Well, Bad Boy Buggy has a new name, Textron Off-Road, still committed to providing the same power, range, and stealth you demand. Textron Off-Road side-by-sides are whisper quiet, have plenty of distance for wherever you hunt, excellent steering, and deliver a great ride. Hey, you just need to come test ride one to see for yourself. And you can count on Fairway Carts to have the selection you want and always make you a great deal. 2018 models are rolling in, so remaining 17s are priced to move with big rebates and low interest financing with approved credit. Come put a deposit down on one today, then pick it up September 1st during the sales tax holiday and save even more. All the reasons you want a bad boy buggy now wrapped up in a new name, Textron Off-Road. Trailer yours home from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or go to fairwaycarts.net.
I want my seafood grilled and my burgers lean. Like that Cajun flavor on my onion rings. I like some fries and slaw, catfish fillets. Down home cooking from Scott's today. I like to hit the drive-thru when I can't stay. For gumbo, seafood, or etouffee. I want my oysters fried, hush puppies just right. Down home cooking from Scott's tonight.
Scott's Catfish and Seafood, Ruston, West Monroe.
It's a new day, yes it is.
Oh my God!
You smile!
Every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. after WWE SmackDown, step into the ring with me, Rick Diamond, for exclusive shoot interviews with pro wrestling's biggest stars like Teddy Long, Rikishi, Vicky Guerrero, Tommy Dreamer, and good old JR, Jim Ross. It's the Rick Diamond Show on ESPN Radio 97.7. Glorious!
Want to find out stuff about tech sports your neighbor doesn't know? Keep it right here on Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. We'd like to thank our sponsors, O'Neill Gas, Brister Smokehouse, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Walpole Tire, and Scott Seafood. And now we are joined on the Fairway Carts Hotline by the third member of our Bleed Tech Blue team, Sutton Davison. How are you doing tonight, Sutton?
What's up, boys? How's
it going? Hey, big bro.
We're doing pretty good. Thanks for joining us. I hate that you couldn't be live in studio with us tonight, but you'll be in next week. First things first, we just want to kind of catch up our listeners on where you've been the last few years.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me just say this is a dream come true for me, and I know for you and for Lane. I mean, Ben, you and I have been talking tech football since we could, you know, remember. I mean, we were there together when Miami came and thumped us at Independence Stadium. We were there together when the goalpost came down against Fresno. We were there together when we were students, you know, seems like a decade ago, and finally we're here now. So this is cool to be kind of a part of the new era of Bleed Tech Blue Radio. And then Lane and I have been talking tech football for quite longer than that, actually, since we shared a little bedroom together. Yeah, absolutely. So there's no one in the world I'd rather talk sports with than you two, and this is really fun, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're excited about it as well. So just to kind of catch our listeners up, Sutton was a 2013 graduate of Louisiana Tech, then moved off for a few years. He's now returned to the Ruston area with me taking over Bleed Tech Blue from Jay Ford, the founder of Bleed Tech Blue, who did an outstanding job for 9 years. We're so thankful for all that Jay Ford did. But we're excited for this new era of Bleed Tech Blue, and I'm thankful to have Sutton and Lane on with me as well.
Yeah, man, thanks for having us. This is going to be awesome. I'm loving so far what you've been doing. And, yeah, like you said, Jay Ford, he left a great mark on this university and on tech sports as a whole. And I know everyone is extremely indebted to him and what he did. And we are honored to kind of take the torch and run with it from here and hopefully make him proud.
Certainly. Well, let's get right to things. We want to talk a little bit about Conference USA preseason polls. I know we had the opportunity last segment. I don't know if you got to listen, but we talked a lot about the Tech schedule, 7 home games, highlighted by Mississippi State, Northwestern State. But you also look at, you know, on the road at Western Kentucky, the obvious favorite in the East, that has to be who everyone's shooting for.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they're the hump that, one of the humps that we've had trouble getting over in the last couple of years. And in order for Tech to win a conference championship, that's one hump that we've got to figure out how to get over. Whether it be at their place or ours or in the conference championship, they've always seemed to have our number. And you know, it's another year to try to best them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you look at Western Kentucky, picked to finish the East, Middle Tennessee State picked second behind those guys. Third was picked Old Dominion, a surprise program from 2016 under Coach Bobby Wilder. I know he signed a big 5-6 year extension this offseason. He seems committed to their program, and they have a dynamic running back in Ray Lowry, who collected over 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns. So they certainly are the three premier teams in the East. Lane, do you have any other programs in the East that you're certainly looking forward to watching?
I'll tell you what, just to go back and touch back on, I'm not looking forward to watching them as any as it pertains to conference title, but that rivalry down in Florida just keeps getting more interesting with those two coach castaways, Lane Kiffin and Butch Davis. Sutton, I know you had some thoughts to lend on that whole situation.
Oh, I just love it. I absolutely love it that these guys who were both at one time NFL coaches, you know, both darlings of the sport, just took an absolute beating and are now back here on the playing fields of us lowly regular people. And I'm not saying Conference USA is a step down, but when your name is Lane Kiffin and you have kind of, you know, approached your career with an entitled type of mindset, it's kind of fun to see him over at Florida Atlantic where no one really cares. And then Butch Davis, I know I associate him with one thing, and that's being a Cleveland Brown. And if one thing about a Cleveland Brown is they're always going to be a Cleveland Brown. And so I don't expect much from Florida International. But it is kind of fun to have those two guys in our conference and have that kind of name recognition, you know, come along with our conference. And I can't lie. I really am looking forward to looking over and seeing Lane Kiffin on the opposite sideline at Joe Ia Stadium. That's going to be kind of a weird sight.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Lane Kiffin and all that he's been known for throughout his tenure, all the antics at USC, at Tennessee, at Alabama, getting under the skin of Nick Saban. But he truly is a really good offensive coach. I know he's brought in transfer at quarterback from Florida State, originally kicked out of Florida State, and DeAndre Johnson. So you never know what FAU may have with the option attack.
I mean, Kiffin, give him his credit. I mean, he's a national championship-winning offensive coordinator, given that's under – one of the, if not the best coach of all time, Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. But give him his credit. He's an offensive mind. He's just made it a habit of having some sort of controversial exit everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
I will say, DeAndre Johnson is interesting because I don't know if you guys keep up with Last Chance U like I do, but DeAndre is one of the guys that they've been highlighting on this new season of Last Chance U over at East Mississippi Community College. And honestly, the kid seems like a great kid. He made one really terrible mistake, but he's got an unbelievable skill set and athletic ability. And so, you know, I'm not saying sleep on Florida Atlantic. I'm just saying it sure is fun to see Lane Kiffin in good old Conference USA.
Yeah, and you take another look at another East school, Marshall. They had a 3-9 year in 2016 under Coach Doc Holliday. That was after winning 33 games the previous 3 years, including going undefeated with Rakeem Cato at quarterback. I know Chase Litton returns for him at quarterback, but when you look at a team that was 114th offensively, I really can't see Marshall getting back into the Conference USA East race, especially with Mike White leading the way along with Brent Stockstill.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, honestly, I'm not thinking too much about Marshall until I'm forced to. And until they give me a reason to think about them, you know, I'll leave them where they are at number four in the East. You want to move over to the West and kind of highlight?
Yeah, let's shift over to the West. Tech was picked to win the West. I think it comes as no surprise. Tech has really dominated the West outside of Southern Miss the previous 2 years. Lane mentioned it earlier in the show. That's the school that Tech really has to get over the hump with. And another school to watch for, I believe, could be the sleeper in the conference. They may be a sleeping giant with Frank Wilson and how he's able to recruit as UTSA. They've done a great job. Dalton Sturm returns for his senior year at quarterback, as does Conference USA Freshman of the Year Josiah Taiufe, who had 115 tackles as a freshman.
Yeah, certainly would not be a bad bet to place necessarily on UTSA, maybe upsetting Tech and Southern Miss in the West and coming out on top, closing out their season as we talked before in that final game in Ruston. But still, I don't see them having enough to overcome what the Bulldogs have built over the last half decade. And especially in that last game, it's going to be so tough for them to win here in Ruston. Like I said before, they're used to playing in an empty Alamo Bowl. The Joe's going to be rocking. I don't see them, unless Tech stumbles before that game. If Tech goes into that game right where they need to be. I don't see UTSA coming out on top.
Well, and you have to remember that it'll be UTSA's second year in a row to come to the Joe. And if I recall correctly, Skip Holtz running QB power with less than 10 seconds to play, letting Jamar Smith plunge it in for a 21-point victory for the Bulldogs last year. That was certainly a thing of beauty and not exactly something that rubbed the Roadrunners the right way.
Yeah, that you hit it right there. I mean, the fact that Jamar Smith was playing tells you enough. I mean, we did enough to throw the backups in there at the end of the game. And, you know, you can't forget. Let's put it in perspective. UTSA, not that many years ago, wasn't even a Division I program. They're brand new, in my opinion, still to Division I. You know, kind of like Marshall. I'm not gonna crown them until it's time. But I guess just being a Tech, you know, media member and being a guy who covers Tech sports, seeing Southern Miss below UTSA kind of threw me off. But then I remember that Southern Miss is really only a top 10 program against Tech, so I always viewed them, you know, in a really faulted kind of light. But yeah, I don't think UTSA is necessarily worth going to sleep on, but let's leave them in their place until it's time. But yeah, Frank Wilson from the school that must not be named, great guy, great recruiter. Has proven to be a great coach. You know, where he was at LSU, coaching the running backs, and we'll see what he can do. But I won't place that bet, like you said, little bro, until it's time.
So looking at the two divisions, I think it's pretty clear. You look at Western Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, maybe Old Dominion on the eastern side, and then you look at Tech, UTSA. Maybe Southern Miss could sneak in there. I think they're going to have a few issues at quarterback. But I think those six schools should be at the top of the conference. I know we'll have our predictions coming up in the next segment. But looking at the rest outside of those six, you look at the, you know, I don't want to completely disregard the final four schools in the West, but when you look at North Texas, they're still building. Rice has been terrible. They start on the road for the first 5 weeks, including going to Australia to play Stanford, who will just absolutely wipe.
Brutal non-conference schedule for Rice.
Absolutely. And then you look at UTEP with Sean Klugler. Outside of All-American guard Will Hernandez, he just doesn't have a lot to work with out in El Paso. And then, like we mentioned earlier, UAB, it's going to take them a few years to get back.
Look, there's not a lot to work with in El Paso, period. It doesn't matter what's on the field. You know, you can drive through and miss it and get caught in a cloud of dust before you know it. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, it makes me extremely happy to have all these Texas schools. You know, Texas is obviously known as, you know, one of the football meccas of the country. And people from Texas just genuinely think that Texas is superior. And it's fun seeing those three schools near the bottom of the conference. But, like I said, nothing to sleep on. We don't want to crown anybody before it's time. But I love that the Texas schools in Conference USA have kind of become the whooping boys.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a quick timeout. Coming up after the break, we're going to take our personal look at the Bulldogs, led by Jamar Smith offensively, Jalen Ferguson defensively. And towards the end of the segment, we'll make our season predictions. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on ESPN 97.7.
At First National Bank, part of being the Uncommon Bank is a dedication to community involvement. We are dedicated to the communities we serve. First National Bank has the privilege of partnering with MedCamps of Louisiana for the 2017 Louisiana Tech football season. For every touchdown the Bulldogs score, FNB will donate $100 to MedCamps, a nonprofit organization that provides a residential camping experience free of charge to children living with special needs. Visit their website, medcamps.org, for more information on how you can help. First National Bank, we promise to be uncommon in all things we do. Member FDIC.
You cheer for your team. You root for your team. You live for your team. You're a Louisiana Tech fan. Your Louisiana Tech Dairy Queen restaurants in Monroe, West Monroe, Ruston, Bossier City, and Shreveport invite you to try our fan food favorites. Locally owned and operated by Louisiana Tech alumni, Dairy Queen is proud of all Louisiana Tech athletes. Come by one of our locations and support the businesses who support Louisiana Tech. Dairy Queen. Fan food. Not fast food.
I'll never forget that moment.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
It started with a phone call.
I got the text when I was at work.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard. This was it, the real deal.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires, how they were getting dangerously close to homes.
It was amazing to be a part of this massive operation. Helicopters were going up with huge buckets to drop water on the fires.
Some of the guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
We went out in Humvees to help with the evacuations.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com. Discover what it means to be a citizen soldier, to serve locally as well as globally. Look into the benefits, including career skills and money for college. Take a moment. Go to NationalGuard.com today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana National Guard, aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubac Rustin Monroe, ESPN 97.7.
You gotta love it. Tech sports, that is. That's why there's Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Cards hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm your host, Ben Carlisle, joined by my co-host live in studio, Lane Davidson. And joining us for a second segment on the Fairway Cards hotline, Sutton Davidson. Now to turn our attentions towards the Bulldogs, a team that breaking in a new quarterback in 2017 in Jamar Smith. I think the sky's the limit for Jamar from what he showed in 2016 in his limited amount of time. I believe it was only 43 collegiate passes. But I'm excited about what this young Bulldog football team has to offer.
I mean, how can't you be after the way Jamar came out last year against Arkansas up in Fayetteville? I know you were there. I was there. We watched him put together three, four good drives against Arkansas. We were a doink field goal away from taking that game. So, but it's got to be exciting to see such a great athlete and what Bulldog fans have gotten a small sample of in that one game against a big opponent. And the idea of getting that for a full season has got to be exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree. I think, you know, we have a lot to look forward to. And I wrote a piece about the offense the other day and just studying through what this team still has in a year that some people might think would be rebuilding with all the pieces we lost. I mean, you think about program changers like Trent Taylor and Carlos Henderson on the offensive side of the ball. You would think that they would be tough to replace, and they will. But there may not be a deeper receiver group in the conference than what we have waiting in the wings over at in Ruston. And so I can't wait to see how those guys step up. Some of them we know, some of them we don't yet, but I'm excited to see, you know, what there is to offer for Jamar.
Yeah, just looking at the team throughout fall camp, throughout much of the spring, and over the course of last year, Tulane transfer Teddy Veal, he's going to be dynamic outside. He's been compared to maybe a mixture of Carlos Henderson and Trent Taylor.
Wouldn't that be something?
If that is the case, I think Tech will have, once again, another all-conference receiver, maybe another receiver who could eclipse the 100-catch mark. But you mix him in with the likes of Alfred Smith, Cam McKnight, Rashid Bonnet, Marlon Watts. We could go on for days talking about the talent in this receiving core, like you mentioned.
I mean, seriously, go watch some of those Teddy Veal Tulane highlights and tell me that the idea of Jamar Smith getting him the ball isn't exciting for the Bulldogs. And I know that a lot of these receivers haven't gotten to pay their due because Ryan Higgins had two targets that he loved to go to, and Trent Taylor and Carlos Henderson. But, I mean, Cam McKnight, Rashid Bonnet, they both showed a lot of potential last year and can step in big if Jamar can get him the ball.
Yeah, let's shift over to the defensive side real quick before we make our predictions. I know Coach Holtz and his staff really brought in a lot of defensive backs in the recruiting class. I think it showed up when you look at four or five guys at cornerback, the likes of Trey Spencer, Aaron Roberson, JUCO transfer Michael Sam, maybe the prize of the recruiting class, and Amik Robertson. I think you'll see the cornerbacks really improved in 2017. And you mix that in with the defensive line that should be the best in the conference. I think the defense will be much improved.
Yeah, defensive line, I mean, we're not even just talking best in the conference. We're talking one of the best in the country. I mean,
Jalen Ferguson, third in the entire country in sacks last year, could honestly play his way into being another first-round draft pick from Tech. So we have a lot to look forward to from that defensive side of the ball as well that should be much improved, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and I know I wrote a short piece out today on the Bulldog defense. When you look at, you know, I think it's 8 to 10 guys that Tech's thrown into the NFL from the defensive side of the football, I think now is the time to get over the hump. Let that translate onto the field, win a conference championship. I know that's the goal for 2017. So as we transition into our season predictions, I know, Sutton, you and Lane have some dynamic predictions on how you think this season will go.
Yeah, Lane and I, over in the Davidson household, we're a fan of the hot takes. We're a fan of the scalding hot takes that not a lot of people, want to go with. We're not about safe predictions, safe bets, so we're going to give them to you now. And like Lane said earlier, get your flame suits ready because we're burning them up.
I'll go ahead and kick us off.
Go
ahead.
I'll just go ahead and kick us off on the previews. I think for me, my hot take starts with one thing, and that is that Tech will sweep the two SEC games. I think that that we have the team to do it. And honestly, you know, I'm not that afraid of Mississippi State or of South Carolina. Maybe I'm overconfident because when the last time Mississippi State came into the Joe, we saw what Tech was able to do. And then also I read something today where Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach, said that Will Muschamp was a sleeper and kind of creating a sleeping giant over there at South Carolina. And, well, with all due respect to Steve Spurrier, I feel like they call him the old ball coach for a reason. He's getting old. He's out of touch. And I'm just not buying it. And Will Muschamp hasn't impressed me that much at Texas for sure and over at South Carolina. So, like you said earlier, Ben, I think that's a really winnable ball game up there in Columbia. So that's my hot take right now, that Tech's going to sweep the SEC games and come out of those first four games, possibly at 4-0. I mean, Western Kentucky's a big one. Always, especially at their place. But if we come out of those first four games 4-0, I don't really see why we couldn't finish 10-2. I think 10-2 is a reasonable goal for this team, especially one that we've seen just barely miss out on conference championships year after year. And so that's the goal for this year, like we said. And I think in order to do that, a 10-2 season, you know, has to be one that we've got our sights set on.
Yeah, I'm with you, big bro. Again, yeah, can't state enough the importance of sweeping those early four games if possible. If Tech can do that, I know I've belabored this point, but Southern Miss, and the sun rises every day, and I'll believe it's going to rise until the day it doesn't. And just the same way, I'll believe Southern Miss will beat Tech until they don't. And I think they do again this year. I think Tech's going to come out and sweep those first four tough games, build a lot of momentum, build up a big sprint toward the finish. And if there's one stumbling block along the way, I think it's got to be the Southern Miss Golden Eagles, and I think Tech will falter at home against Southern Miss, but finish the season 11-1 and going to face Western Kentucky for the conference championship.
Wow. We have 10-2, we have 11-1. Certainly some lofty expectations for a program that hasn't got to that 10-win plateau in, I don't know, probably 40, 50 years since a national championship was won at the Division II level. But, you know, if all the stars align the right way, this team could finish 12-0. But if you look at it from my point of view, I think there'll be two hiccups along the way. I think that Tech's going to drop one of the SEC games. Many people talk about Nick Fitzgerald. I'm not completely sold on him as a quarterback, but he's going to come into the Joe. Dan Mullen's going to run that Tebow style, quarterback power left, quarterback power right. It could be a long night for the Bulldog defense. I think Mississippi State ends up winning that game, and then there will be another one down the road. I'm really concerned possibly with UTSA on the final day of the season, which could be for the Conference USA West Championship. But I'm going to say Skip Holtz and the Bulldogs get over the hump. They finish 11-1. They host the Conference USA Championship. You see the goalposts come down inside Joe IA Stadium with Jamar Smith leading the way.
Wow. Well, one of our subscribers said it on the board the other day. He said it's easy to make positive predictions about your team that you cover on your own radio show. And maybe call us homers if you want, or call us well-versed, well-studied members of the media that just happen to love a scalding take or two. So if you guys out there have your own hot takes, feel free to send them in on the text line, the Fairway Cards text line, or put them on the board if you're a subscriber, and let's get the conversation going, what your predictions are for this year.
Absolutely, Sutton. We thank you for joining us. Next week, you'll be live in studio. We'll get things kicked off with Northwestern State preview. Coming up after the break, Skip Holtz, head coach of the Bulldogs, will join us on the Fairway Carts Hotline. You're listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on ESPN 97.7.
Serious hunters round here have gotten close to that big buck on a Bad Boy Buggy from Fairway Carts in Minden. Well, Bad Boy Buggy has a new name, Textron Off-Road, still committed to providing the same power, range, and stealth you demand. Textron Off-Road side-by-sides are whisper quiet, have plenty of distance for wherever you hunt, excellent steering, and deliver a great ride. Hey, you just need to come test ride one to see for yourself. And you can count on Fairway Carts to have the selection you want and always make you a great deal. 2018 models are rolling in, so remaining 17s are priced to move with big rebates and low interest financing with approved credit. Come put a deposit down on one today, then pick it up September 1st during the sales tax holiday and save even more. All the reasons you want a Bad Boy Buggy now wrapped up in a new name, Textron Off-Road. Trailer yours home from Fairway Carts in Minden. Call 800-960-CART or go to fairwaycarts.net.
First National Bank, the uncommon bank. Banking on a first name basis. Uncommon. People, service, and convenience. Uncommon. Dedication, trust, and courtesy. First National Bank. Beyond banking with 100 years of experience. Uncommonly close to you. First National Bank, the Uncommon Bank, www.theuncommonbank.com. Member FDIC.
Can you believe hunting season's here? Are you ready? You will be when you call Ideal Portable Buildings and Trailer Sales for a custom-built hunting camp or deer stand. Ideal builds to your specs, designed exactly like you want it built. And Ideal always delivers the best price and best quality. Whenever you need to haul it, cover it, or store it, you need Ideal Portable Buildings and Trailer Sales. 699-9426. 699-9426.
Wake up to local sports talk. Jeff Guerrero, the injury attorney, presents The Morning Drive, 7 to 9 a.m. weekdays. Also brought to you by Toyota of Ruston and Car King in Monroe on ESPN 97.7. Don't have time to keep up with Louisiana Tech sports the way you'd like to? No worries. Just listen to Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank. Call or text the show on the Fairway Carts Hotline, 888-993-7762.
Welcome back to Bleed Tech Blue Radio. I'm your host, Ben Carlisle, joined in studio by Lane Davison. As we wait for the head coach of the Bulldogs, Skip Holtz, to join us on the Fairway Carts Hotline. Just looking back at the predictions that we just made, certainly some high expectations for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, high expectations. And, I mean, the reality of it is maybe the Bulldogs stumble through a disappointing season, finish 7-5, and barely squeak into or squeak out of a bowl game. And who knows? We're not here saying that the Bulldogs are perfect and they're gonna steamroll the conference this year and sweep these tough non-conference games. They could falter, but – Who knows?
Yeah, I'm just a big believer in what Coach Holtz and his staff has really built throughout the last 4 years. When you look at a guy like Jamar Smith, he doesn't have a ton of experience, but, you know, he's got a game to get under his belt at against Northwestern State.
It's huge.
The Mississippi State game's obviously going to be extremely tough. That's a program that really struggled last year. I believe they finished 6-7. I believe they went bowling at 5-7. So they're going to be looking to make some changes. But
somewhat of a cross conference rival over the last few years for Tech.
Absolutely.
The football in 2015, the baseball regional in 2016. Mississippi State, the two Bulldogs, have really gone at it the last few years. So.
Yeah, they have seen themselves a lot. And then, you know, the Conference USA play is something that Tech's really going to be able to run through for the most part outside of, I think, two opponents. When you look at Western Kentucky, when you look at UTSA, in my eyes, I know you have a different opinion on Southern Miss, but those are the two schools that have a chance to trip Tech up.
No, I agree. That last game against UTSA, while I think the Bulldogs will prevail, it's going to be tough. I know we've seen here in Ruston, the fans in Ruston have seen some late season disappointments across all three of the revenue generating sports over the last half decade, and that could very well be another one that we see this year. But I just think they get it done, and I'm wary of that Southern Miss game until it happens. I don't believe it, but we'll see.
Yeah, and I know we didn't get to talk a ton about the Bulldog defense in the last segment with Sutton before we got to the season previews, but just looking at that Bulldog defense, I think that, you know, they kind of have a chip on their shoulder. They have something to play for in 2017. I think they're really excited to get back out there. I think you're going to see more of an attacking style under, I believe it's third-year defensive coordinator Blake Baker. I think he really has a good grasp of his personnel. They have the right guys in there to run his system. They've simplified things in the offseason. They should be able to play much faster and much more attacking style in 2017.
Yeah, and I know much ado has been made about that new young secondary putting in and really having an impact on the defense this year. Tech last year only had 8 interceptions across the season. 5 of those were from Xavier Woods. So if that just tells you anything, any kind of impact power that's missing from that secondary, that they're going to be wanting to prove themselves.
Yeah, and you look at Xavier Woods, you know, a guy that had a stellar Bulldog career, one of the best defensive backs to ever dome the blue and red over the past 4 years. He's going to be tremendously difficult to replace from his free safety spot. He did so many different things for the program, whether it was roaming center field, he could play man coverage in the slot, he could come up and hit you in the run game, so he'll definitely be missed. But I'm really excited to see two young guys from Neville work their way up the depth chart. Jaden Cole, he'll actually be wearing number 7 this year, looking to take on that role that Xavier played. And another one is Ja'Corian Andrews. They've been extremely well coached throughout their high school tenure.
Yeah, and I know you spoke earlier to me privately about Amik Robertson and how he kind of came on as a darling of this recruiting class. So
yeah, Amik Robertson, we talked a lot about him last year in the final shows of the year leading up to signing day. We talked a lot about him on our signing day podcast. He was a guy that wide receivers, head recruiting coordinator Joe Sloan did a great job swaying away from LSU. He's got his talent on campus, and it's clear why he was so highly touted. If he was 6 foot, he'd be at a Power 5 school. He probably would have been the number one cornerback in the nation. Folks, when I tell you he can play the football, he can play the football with the best of them. The problem is he's a little small, but I think he can make up for it with his athletic ability, and Bulldog fans will love seeing him over the next 4 years.
Yeah, think of a more gifted, more athletic, more talented Bryson Abraham.
Absolutely. That's exactly who I was thinking. I've thought about him throughout fall camp. Robertson, he can help out in the return game. You know, who knows, down the road, Coach Holtz and his staff might look to put him a little bit on offense just to get the ball in his hands, see what he can do. He's extremely talented. And we have to talk about Jalen Ferguson. Sutton mentioned it. He could potentially play his way into a first-round draft pick. I've seen Mel Kiper rate him on ESPN as, I believe, the number 5 defensive end as an underclassman coming out. I really think he has the tools and intangibles to surpass his 14.5 sacks, maybe get to 17. If he gets to 17 sacks, is a top 15 pick out of the question?
The only thing that would keep him from it is his size, honestly. If he gets 17, 18 sacks on the year, surpasses what he did last year, plays himself into a good resume for the NFL, the only thing that would lack would be his tangibles.
Yeah, like you said, and throughout his first 2 years, he's shown so much collecting those 21 sacks, but he's really been only a premier pass rusher. I know throughout the spring into the fall, he's really placed a heavy focus on becoming better against the run. And if he becomes better against the run, he becomes the total package at defensive end at 6'6", I don't know, 275. He can really run. He can really get off the edge. And if you're a subscriber to Bleed Tech Blue, we caught up with him Saturday at the fan day, and he said all that matters to him is winning. And when you hear that from one of your best players, you certainly have to be encouraged.
Yeah, and let's not forget his partner on the other end, Deldrick Canty, also prone to have primed to have a big year opposite Jalen Ferguson.
Yeah, Canty will have a big year. And then one more guy I want to talk about, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, then we'll shift real quickly to special teams. I know we haven't covered that very much so far. But defensive tackle, Courtney Wallace returns after missing last year with injury, 6'2", 330 pounds. Reminds me so much of Justin Jellybean Ellis inside. He can really hold his ground. I think he'll be a big key for the Bulldog defense on the interior.
Jellybean's still in the NFL?
Yes. Jellybean's entering, I believe, his fourth year with the Oakland Raiders. He said he slimmed down this year to 330.
Good for him.
Yeah, Jellybean. So we'll shift over to special teams. Lane mentioned it earlier, Jonathan Barnes with a walk-off kick against Navy in the Armed Forces Bowl. He returns for his senior year. Tech will be dynamite kicking the football. I think the big question is at punter. Whether it's going to be Davin Dyer, the Australian who was brought in this 2017 class, or if it's going to be JUCO transfer Brady Farlow out of the Mississippi area. Those two have been going on an intense battle throughout fall camp. I don't think that battle's been resolved yet, but if Tech can really learn to flip the field position from the punting position, it could certainly sway a few games.
Yeah, and if there's any coaching staff and fan base who has learned over the last few years the importance of a good punter, it's Tech. Losing Ryan Allen to the five-time world champion New England Patriots was a tough loss, and going through the last few years the way they have with the punting game has been a real Achilles heel, honestly. Some real bad flipping of the fields over the last few seasons.
Yeah, Tech has struggled at the punter spot. And then shifting back to kick returner, I think you'll see Jacquees Dancy back there coming back from cancer. He's had a nice fall. It's nice to see him back out there with the pads on, being able to run around with his teammates. I know that's something that he's so happy he gets to do. He'll be back there with Boston Scott. And who knows, maybe we'll see Dancy break two or three kicks this year, much like Carlos Henderson.
Yeah, it's all gravy for Dancy this year, honestly. I was out at practice the other day talking to a couple guys, and while he kind of sits at that third spot on the depth chart behind Scott and Kraft, like you said, he's still every bit as gifted as he was coming out of Junction City High School, and could really have an impact on Skip Holt's offense.
Yeah, he's really going to play a part as far as just getting the ball in his hands, seeing what he can do in the open field. And then shifting back to punt returner, I think Teddy Ville will be back there, the Tulane transfer that we mentioned at receiver. He's dangerous with the ball in his hands. In the scrimmage the other day, took a little 7-yard hook route, made a defender miss, and he was gone for 75 yards. Like I mentioned earlier, it's kind of a clone of a mixture of Carlos Henderson, Trent Taylor. So I think that's pretty obvious when you look at a play like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess now we can shift to the last line of defense, the safeties. We got Cedric Cooper returning to slot in ahead of where Xavier Woods played. And hopefully –
We did leave out the safety. Cedric Cooper returns for his senior year. He'll be kind of be the captain of the secondary.
Absolutely.
He'll be the only one back there that has a ton of game experience. I'm excited to see what he can do in at the free safety spot. JUCO transfer Jordan Baldwin. He's shown throughout fall camp he has good ball skills. He really plays the pass very well. So it'll be exciting to see those two back there trying to replace Xavier Woods.
Yeah, and to our listeners, we do apologize. There are technical difficulties getting Coach Holtz on the line, but we're gonna power through the last little bit of this segment for you guys and round out the Bulldogs here. Darrell Lewis, Jaden Cole behind Cedric Cooper there at the strong safety spot.
Yeah, two guys lacking a ton of Division I experience, but certainly could contribute in a big way. If there was an injury back there, I'm excited to see those two. Along with, you know, like I mentioned earlier, Ja'Corian Andrews from Neville. Those five guys will make up the safety spot. And then another guy we failed to mention is senior Damarian King. He'll move to a Sam linebacker spot, kind of a safety that plays down in the box. He's been much improved throughout camp, defending the pass. He's obviously very good in the run game. So we've mentioned it numerous times. This Bulldog defense should be improved in 2017 after having a pass defense ranked 116th in the country in 2016. There's nowhere to go but up from here.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited to see how they're going to improve. If our predictions are anywhere near right, this defensive unit will move up into the middle of the pack. They'll force many more turnovers. We spoke about it today on BleedTechBlue.com that the goal will be to create havoc all over the place, much like you saw with Manny Diaz back in 2014. You'll see lots of pressure from all over the place, and I think it will lead to a lot of success.
Yeah, I know you mentioned earlier the plethora of basketball scores that we were subject to last year. Well, we hope the offense is every bit as dynamic and putting 40, 50 spots on the board. But hopefully the defense can make it a little more lopsided this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the 2017 season, we talked about it numerous times. We've talked about it numerous times, so there's seven home games. Tech definitely has the opportunity to win a bunch of games. So it'll be exciting. You can join us next week on Bleed Tech Blue Radio. If you're looking to subscribe to BleedTechBlue.com, you can join us. Use the promo code Bulldogs3050 for a free 30-day trial. Your subscription will be half price after that. There's no better deal going. We cover Louisiana Tech sports better than anyone. So join us next week as we preview Northwestern State. Thanks for joining us on Bleed Tech Blue Radio on ESPN 97.7.
Listen for Bleed Tech Blue Radio, brought to you by First National Bank, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Go deep inside Tech football, basketball, and recruiting with your host, Ben Carlisle. Also brought to you by National Jewelry, Pierce Service Company, Brennan Dodge, Dairy Queen, Delta Broadband, Ideal Portable Buildings, Brister Smokehouse, and Fairway Carts. Thanks for listening to Bleed Tech Blue Radio on ESPN 97.7.